In other words, choosing what he wants and not choosing what we want. 4. May we say, hallowed be thy name. We are praying that the name of God may be reverently used in prayer and not profaned or blasphemed. Again, I think I should say this. Over the years, I've taught many of my Jesuits from India. They come to the United States, spend 4 years in America, then go back. They would come at the end of the year, fourth year of theology, now ordained priests, to thank me for whatever I did for them. And I would ask them, a regular thing, would you mind telling me what you found during your 4 years in America? What did you find most wonderful and inspiring? Almost without exception, they would tell me your wonderful liberty. Oh, the freedom you Americans have. I thank them. And I ask them, and what did you find most disappointing in America? Without exception, they all told me they were sad to see how little you Americans pray, how little you pray. To know we have a mind and a will mainly to pray. And being human beings, well, when we pray, we have to use our imagination inside. We have to use words. Even inside, we have to use language, even though nobody hears us. The heart of prayer is thinking about God and sharing with God. Thinking of God and sharing your heart with God. And that's what we ask for. Over the years, I have told people, my own Jesuit students, yourselves now, examine whatever you do during this retreat. Make a firm commitment that you're going to give as much time as you have to pray, and pray fervently. Prayer is to be conversation with God. Sisters, just suppose this real conference is a conversation with you. Suppose I did this. Now, sisters, I am giving you a hug. You're over there. I'm looking over here. When you pray, you must turn to God. And sisters, we turn to God with our spirit. We turn to God with our minds. We turn to God with our wills. And when we're told, and Christ tells us, we ought to pray always. What are you talking about? Pray always. You've got so many things to do. Hear it. The heart of prayer, the heart of prayer is the will disposed to do the will of God. That's my favorite theological definition of constant prayer. Our wills are always, and the adverb is always, turned to God. You're always ready to do God's will. Finally, we are still on Hallowed Be Thy Name, the first and second commandments of the Decalogue. Remember, the first and ten commandments of God. I am the Lord your God. Shall not have strange God before me. And secondly, remember the second commandment. We are to do what? To honor, reverence the name of God. And both the first and second commandments are bound up with our first petition of the Lord's Prayer. How we need, I'm still on the first petition, how we need to pray. The worship of modern idols may come to an end. And as you know, the one idol that the modern world is worshiping is the self. You don't ask the abortionists what they mean when they say, we are pro-choice. Choosing to do whose will? Yeah. My will. If there is one thing we should pray for in this world, it is the recovery of the sacred, the recovery of the sacred in all its forms. Over the years, I've taught comparative religion, semester courses in Hinduism, Islam, Judaism. Every religion distinguishes between the sacred and the profane. Am I correct? Is there a mosque nearby here? In other words, there are to be sacred places. There are to be sacred actions. There are to be sacred words. Hear it. There is to be sacred attire. People living an ascetic consecrated life means people living a sacred life. Sisters, that's what we're supposed to be living. We should look like sacred persons.